Okay, good morning, everybody, and I'll say Shavua Tov because it's the beginning of the work week, and hope everybody had a wonderful and meaningful Memorial Day weekend. I'd like to connect the Mizmor that we're about to speak about for a few moments, which, of course, is Ashir HaMalos, B'Shuv HaShemesh, Es Shivas Tzion, Hayinu Kecholmim, which is so well known to all of us from its placement before Birkas HaMazon, and we'll talk about that connection, and I'd like to speak about it in light of the Parsha, and briefly, in light of what's going on in Israel, and you know, there's always something to be excited about going on in Israel. That's the nature of the country, and we all have to remember right now, especially as tensions and passions are running high, no matter where a person falls on the political spectrum, is that politics is politics, and there are important ideas and important values at stake, to be sure. But we're all brothers and sisters. You know, the level of the rhetoric, as very often, you know, happens both in this country and in Israel, is completely, you know, out of proportion with, the actual policy changes that are being discussed. And we've seen, you know, in our own lifetimes, how dangerous this could be with the, one of the great, Chilulei Hashem of, certainly of my lifetime, which is, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, again, over political differences, important political differences that people had with him. But in the end of the day, nothing that could ever justify, you know, violence. And again, here we have, you know, levels of intensity of rhetoric, and everybody needs to take down the temperature and just remind themselves of, some basic principles, and you know, I guess most importantly, to remember that the Gemara Masechta Yuma tells us that Sinas Chinam destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. So quite clearly, we're still working on that as a people. You know, and rhetoric that is violent and threatening by nature, and you know, uses terms like, you know, bogeid, a traitor. You know, again, over political events is very dangerous. It can lead to terrible things, and it already in and of itself is something that we need to be mindful of. And you know, that's part of the placement of this mizmor, B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion, Hayinu Kecholmim, is that the dream of the return to Tzion, which we put right before the, you know, the benching, the one bracha that everybody agrees, the Rambam, that is a mitzvah d'araisa, v'echalta v'savata v'irachta, Hashem Elokecha, Allah aretz ha-tova, asher natzanach, is that we were exiled for so long, and we yearned, kecholmim, like those who were dreaming, hazorim b'dima, berina yiktzoru, that those who sow the fields with tears running down their faces, that we would be able to reap, you know, from the harvest with joy. It was a dream for the Jewish people to return to the land of Israel. We dreamed of being able to fulfill the mitzvah of benching kitikuna in the best way. V'echalta v'savata v'irachta s'Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher natzanach. Right, for that beautiful land, as we read in this week's parasha, tova ha'aretz me'od me'od. So we have to try to appreciate what we have and not be at each other's throats all of the time, but rather to take a step back and to try to be able to appreciate, you know, as much as possible, you know, what it is that, you know, what it is that we have, and you know, how much we have to appreciate here, you know, in our time, in our generation. So with that, I just wanted to reflect on maybe two ideas in the Mizmor about the nature of Geula. One of them is very much an idea from this week's Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he feels he can no longer daven on the merits of the Jewish people, you know, after the Egel Azav, Moshe Rabbeinu made a full, you know, hearted effort. The Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him. And of course he said, Zechor, Li Avraham Yitzchak Li Yisrael Avadecha, Shonishbat Elhem Bach, Zechos Avos, Bris Avos. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu only davens that the Jewish people should not be destroyed all at once. He doesn't use the full Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. If you look carefully, he only uses six of them. The Ramban has a whole essay about it. The only argument that Moshe Rabbeinu feels comfortable making in terms of saving the Jewish people is Chilul Hashem Yamru Al Yoshvei Haaretz Hazos Mibilti Yecholas Hashem, because it will be a terrible Chilul Hashem. The Jewish people are inextricably linked to God. Asher Ayin VeAyin Nirasa Hashem Hashem VaNancha Omed Alehem VaMud Anan Ata Omed Alehem Yomam VaMud Eish Laila VeHim Asas Amazeki Ish Echad. If you'll kill everybody all at once, so that will, you know, constitute a horrific, an irreversible Chilul Hashem. And that's exactly what we find in this Mizmor, the opposite, right? As Yomer Vagayim, Higdil Hashem Laso Simele, Higdil Hashem Laso Simanu, Hayinu Simechem. So one of the aspects of Shivat Zion that we all have to appreciate is the great Kiddush Hashem, right? That it demonstrates God's power in this world. And the Rav wrote about this so beautifully in Kol Dodito Feik, that one of the aspects of Geula that we have to cherish is the idea that Hashem is making His sovereignty clear, not only to us, but through us to the entire world. So that is point number one. Point number two has to do with the nature of the Geula. The Malbim writes about this a little bit in terms of the different modalities of Geula. We have a notion based on the Talmud Yerushalmi of Kimma, of just a little bit at a time, and that can certainly be a model for Geula. Another interesting idea is the notion of Bi'ita Achishena that Chazal speak about as well, that when the time comes, right, all of a sudden it will be hastened. In its time, I will hasten it. And the Gemara says, isn't that a little bit of a contradiction? There's a discussion about that. But the imagery of ka'afikim ba'negev, like flash floods, which actually can be very dangerous in the Negev, right? One moment everything was dry and barren and desolate, and the next moment, right, there was water flowing all over the place. So using that metaphor for our geula is a very fascinating one. And sometimes things look, absolutely hopeless, and then all of a sudden things, can turn around in an instant. And we should be aware of that as well. There's part of the geula process is the kema, and slowly but surely, and hazorim bedima, berina yiktzoru, the hard work of the Jewish people, the faithfulness of the Jewish people, keeping faith with the vision, and shuva Hashem eshevisenu ka'afikim banegev, and sometimes like a flash flood that can all come at once. So we hold on to both of those ideas. We hold on to the idea that there's, a process, an evolving process, and at the same time, bita chishena, that when the moment comes, there can be an overwhelming force to it. V'halavai sheyiru einenu, shenizke lirot be'einenu, that we should be able to see, this Yeshuat Hashem keheref ayin, ka'afikim banegev, like water could fill a once barren wasteland. Everybody have a wonderful day.